Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be lots of sunshine, but it's going to be cold, a high of only about 20. Kenosha right now is at 12. It is 10 degrees in Burlington, Milwaukee 11 and 11 also in Racine. Sunny the Groundhog at the Racine Zoo is not going to be making a prediction this year about winter either sticking around six more weeks or spring arriving soon because, well, she's not feeling good. Zoo officials canceling Sunny's scheduled appearance this morning and will try to take some of the sting out of that bad news with the announcement of a $1 entrance fee for today. The gates are opening up at 9:30 this morning, and they'll be open until 4:30 this afternoon. Last year, Sunny had predicted an early spring, which is what a lot of people were hoping for. The most famous of the groundhogs, Punxsutawney Phil, did see his shadow in all the TV lights this morning, so he said six more weeks of winter. Fire last night in Kenosha extensively damaged a detached garage on the 4300 block of Sheridan Road. 6:15 or so is when that 911 call came in. First arriving city fire unit reported the garage to be fully involved at that point. Eventually, power lines were affected by the flames, and dense smoke filled that immediate neighborhood. What caused the fire and how much damage exactly it was worth, that's still under investigation. Racine County's Metro Drug Unit operation this year has been expanded from three agents to seven, two additional Sheriff's Department members, and a Caledonia police officer. But there's also a greater need for buy money in undercover operations. Going before the county's Finance and Human Resources Committee, Captain Thomas Lemke made the request for $30,000 out of contingency. It would go with the $26,000 in grant money yet to be received, noting that more agents, more activity, and greater need, that's all going to factor in.
A large portion of what they do is investigations involving controlled buys of controlled substances and work with confidential informants. The funding for that buy money typically comes from our CDOG, which is the Southeast Area Drug Operations Group, as well as HIDA funds. The increase in the staffing did not come with a commensurate increase in any of the funding for this.
When asked if asset forfeiture money was going into all of this, Captain Lampke noted that the federal program, it has undergone some major changes, and the state mechanism for it, well, it has its own complexities.
The state of Wisconsin has a school fund that's a recipient of a percentage, the district attorney's office and the arresting agency, to cover the arresting agency's investigative output, basically, wages and overtime spent for that and administrative costs. It's quite a bit different than the federal system where the cash may be split and just given back to the agency.
The finance panel did give unanimous support to the requested funding addition from contingency, sending it on to the full county board for expected approval. Newly installed Racine County District Attorney Tricia Hansen says more than a dozen charges, including battery to jail staff by a prisoner, issued against Luis Granados Jr., but then dismissed, they're going to be reissued. Hansen says the decision to drop the charges was initially just based on a desire to actually protect jail staff from Granados, though it drew sharp criticism from Sheriff Christopher Schmaling. He was concerned about the message sent for the assault of his personnel, and it got the attention of at least one conservative radio talk show host. Granados is doing 2 years at the Green Bay Correctional Institution for no contest pleas to charges of striking his 8-year-old son in December of 2013 and slamming him to the ground during a birthday party. In a statement, D.A. Hansen says, "I am never afraid to admit a mistake, and fortunately, we can make this right for the victims in this case." A new program has been launched by the Racine Police Department that WRJN's Janet Hoff says is going to further protect the victims of domestic violence. Here's her story.
Called the Lethality Assessment Program, it will be used at the scene of domestic violence-related calls to identify victims in potentially lethal situations, then follow established criteria to get them in immediate and direct contact with a domestic violence service program hotline advocate. It involves officers asking victims a series of questions to determine if they are at high risk of injury or great bodily harm. Anyone who receives a high danger rating will be put in touch with an advocate for safety planning purposes. The hotline number to reach an advocate is 262-633-3233. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the Racine County DA's office filing charges against a file clerk at the Racine Correctional Institution, charges for allegedly having sexual contact with an inmate and bringing him contraband. It's against 52-year-old Lorelei Schultz, who's going to be back in court later this month. She could get, if the penalty goes all the way, to a maximum of more than 43 years in prison. That's if she's convicted. Back on January the 12th, Wind Point Village President Peter Christensen filed a letter with the Administrator Clerk Treasurer about moving January 31st to Mount Pleasant. That would make him ineligible to serve, and it led to the village board naming Susan Santabria as the new president, effective yesterday. Christensen, first elected in April of 2013, then re-elected in 2015, filed his notice of non-candidacy back in December. Santabria had been a trustee on the board since August of 2013 and will be serving the remainder of Peterson's term. The Wind Point board has also approved the appointment of Charles Manning to the trustee position that was vacated by Santabria. Manning, the only non-incumbent running for trustee in the April election. City of Racine got approved for $500,000 from the state Safe Drinking Water Loan Program toward replacing lead pipes to private property on streets also targeted for project work by the utility. Very few people have taken advantage of the offer thus far. About 24 calls or so from citizens on the lead pipe changeout. City Administrator Tom Friedel at this week's Waterworks Commission meeting calling that disappointing. But it was noted that more could be coming in as spring arrives. There is more information through the Racine Water Utility. Process is continuing toward a summertime rollout of the new City of Racine solid waste cart collection system. Other public works components to the pickup operation are also moving forward. That includes a contractor on 14 dual refuse cart tipper systems for the existing trucks. Meanwhile, Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen explained that the goal is to get the new pickup system and everything with it moving after the 4th of July, but by the latest, Labor Day.
That will be the first holiday that we will pick up. We're going to come up with a schedule for holiday pickup. I mean, we won't be picking up on the holiday, but we will pick up that fifth day. So we're shooting for July, August time frame. We want to have this whole thing, bulky waste pickup, yard pickup, the drop-off centers, everything set up for July kickoff.
Take note that bulky waste items and solid waste materials that do not fit into the carts, they're not going to be picked up by the trucks once the new program gets going. Same thing with the recycling carts. Showcasing the many talents of our nation's veterans while using the arts for therapy are the goals of what's called the National Creative Arts Competition. Local veterans can use the services of Veterans Administration Medical Centers to be invited to participate. Gary Kunich is the Public Affairs Director for the VA Medical Center in Milwaukee. Says many of the vets who have participated thus far in the competition have used it to help overcome post-traumatic stress and other combat-related issues. First place winners in the local competitions go into the national competition for a chance to be in the National Veterans Creative Arts Festival, which is in October.
If they win at the national level, they take the top 120 winners, and they are invited and flown to Buffalo, New York this year for the National Veterans Creative Arts Festival, where there's a national showing of their artwork, and they bring all these performers together in a week, and they put on a spectacular two-hour Broadway-caliber stage show that would just blow you away.
He says there are 51 categories in the visual arts, more than 100 in the performing arts. Veterans who receive services at the Union Grove Outpatient Clinic, the VA Medical Center in Milwaukee, even the VA Center in Northern Illinois can get information on their local competitions at those facilities. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section, and at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.